Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Debbie Myers with us. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-CEO and co-founder of Housewares America, Inc. She's the inventor of the green bag, the green boxes, the amazing cake cutter, which also is a cobbler cutter, if you want it to be. Trust me on that one, guys. It won't open your beer, though, guys. It won't do that. I'm working on that with her. Maybe we'll have something like that. Debbie, thanks for hanging out with us. We're talking about motivation. And yeah. DebbieMeyer.com, by the way, folks, M-E-Y-E-R. Debbie, oh, by the way, when are you going to be on HSN again?
I was just there for 4 days, and I will be back on the 19th of October.
All right, so check it out, folks. So, Debbie, we're talking about motivation. What do you think is the origin, the headwater, the fount, the nucleus, the essence of motivation? What do you think is the single thing that it springs from?
Wow, that's a big question. I think it stems from the human spirit.
Good answer. That's a really good answer. And I agree, and I do believe in the human spirit. My audience knows I've talked about this many times, which is, I think, another way that people talk, when the personality people talk about your personality, I think that's what they're talking about.
Yes.
Because my spirit's different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
My personality is different from yours. And so whether you have an appetite to motivate yourself, we all have the ability to motivate ourselves to some level, to some degree, but you might be more likely to be motivated to be an employee than to be an owner, right?
And, you know, your personal, your set of responsibilities, whatever it is, will push you in the direction you honestly need to be in. Sometimes we overreach. And, you know, those dreams come in and we want to reach for the dreams, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes your life's work is your dream fulfilled, but sometimes it isn't. And no matter what it is, that self-motivation has got to take you to making you know you need to be the best self you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what endeavor it is. I don't care if it's in your personal life or your professional life. You have to find that fire in you to do the things that need to get done.
But everybody, being a business owner is not for everybody.
Absolutely
it's the hardest
not.
Job mm-hmm. in the world.
It is.
And if you don't have ice cold steel motivation ability, and I mean, and I don't mean, when I say ice cold, I don't mean, you know, inhuman. I just mean if you don't have the ability to say, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it another hour, but I'm going to keep fighting. You know, if you don't have that kind of motivation, because if you run a small business, you'll have those days. I mean, I've said it before. Never mind tomorrow. I didn't know if I was going to make it another hour.
Yeah. And you know what? Those things, you're absolutely right. Those times are going to come. And I don't know of anybody, and you know, and I do know some very, very, very successful small business owners and people who came from, like you and me, came from the start of a, you know, the seed of an idea,
mm-hmm.
and who succeeded very well. And I don't know a single one of them who didn't have some point where they said, oh, okay, really? I'm like,
yeah.
Can I really, do I, should I do this? I'm sick to death of this, mm-hmm. or whatever it is.
And then
the next phone call, the next email comes in,
yep.
or whatever it is,
yep.
like you're back on top.
Exactly.
Why? Because you know it's in your gut. And we talk about that so often, that it's something that's in you or it isn't.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to make a point here. You know, a lot of people look to others for their motivation. And that's fine, because there are some people who are excellent at providing forms of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And motivation is telling you, it's kind of giving you that little nudge, that little, you know, mm-hmm. knuckle in the back that says, you can do, mm-hmm. you can start, you should do something, get off your butt and do it,
mm-hmm.
and all that. But there's two things about that. You cannot depend on a motivator
mm-hmm.
to get you where you need to go. You have to have self-motivation. And if you need a motivational quote, whatever it is, you need something that gets you, keeps you going every day. Maybe there's, you know, a quote of the day. Great. But don't think everybody else needs it.
Right, right. Yeah. One of the things that, I think is important to understand is that failure is the harness made of success. If you can't get comfortable with not succeeding in every step, you're not gonna really be able to be successful. What do you think?
I agree completely, and I always say my business is the hardest fun I've ever had.
DebbieMeyer.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. Check out all of her products there. Hey, Debbie, we had fun today. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Well, went so quick.
We'll see you next time. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Check out all of her products. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.